from the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know who's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen? He is a legend in his own time. That's fair to say. You're a legend in your own time.
I'm glad you didn't say I'm a legend in my own mind.
Well, that was the next line.
That was the next line. I'll just get it out there for you.
For those that are not familiar with Whitefields Ministries, I'm going to give you a chance, by the way, to talk about this. I want people to understand that Whitefields Ministries is involved in supporting rural pastors in faraway places that need financial support, educational support, prayer support, and how you doing support.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely that a good way to say that? Very, very important. They love to be encouraged because it is very lonely out there where they are.
Yeah, and they're in places that are far, far away. So by getting involved with Whitefields Ministries, you're helping advance the gospel to reach the four corners of the earth in the classic biblical method and model of planting churches and encouraging people and pastors going out and talking to people all throughout their villages, all throughout their communities, all throughout their cities. The only difference is that most of these don't take place like in Beverly Hills.
Right. No, they're out in areas. We met some pastors on our last trip to Myanmar, and I brought you a gift from Myanmar. I'm going to let you open that. This is a gift for you, David, but also for all of your listeners. And I'm going to tell you the significance of what moved me to buy this. Now, if you go look at the Whitefields, Inc. Facebook page, you'll see a picture of this, whitefields.org. We'll put up a picture tomorrow. David will probably post a picture.
I'm going to take one now, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's taking a picture right now. He's not paying attention to the radio anymore.
What's
radio?
I
can just take over. But it is a collection of elephants, which are very typical of Myanmar. Adoniram Judson talks a lot in his autobiography about elephants being involved in Myanmar when he first went there to Burma. And but the reason that when I saw this, I thought of you and the listeners is because it's not just one elephant. We're not alone in what we're doing, but we're together.
Right.
And so every time you look at this, wherever you put it up or keep it, I want you to remember that you are a part of that ministry movement. And they're all kind of like they're pushing each other along. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got five elephants. They're on is that a walkway or a bridge?
It's like a walkway or a bridge. It's a single, it's carved, hand carved by an artist there in Myanmar, all out of a single piece of wood. He very much wanted to make sure I knew this is a single piece of wood. And I just saw it, and I thought, and we felt the prayers. I know we talked on the phone, you and I did, when I got back, and you said, hey, we've been praying for you guys. I said, man, have I felt that while I was on this trip? Many, many answers to prayer, and others that are even continuing to come in after we got back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely stellar. We'll have that. You'll have it on your Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Posted them. We'll have it on ours. I'll have Casey take my pictures and then put it up.
Yeah,
so she
put it up. Let people see this. They can click in. It's hard to show it to them. You can lift it up and show it to them on the radio.
I mean, it's a single piece of wood. I mean, you do the best you can to describe it because the radio is the theater of the mind. But it's a single piece of wood. You got five elephants on a single trail, and they're all pushing one another.
Right.
Like they're helping each other move.
Right.
Exactly,
and that's exactly how we become partners with pastors. I was in rural villages up in the Kanpalet area of Chin State in the very upper northwest region. I was the first white man that had been in there. So these people are looking at us. And my wife was with me on this trip. So we were out in the rural. She's a real trooper. I love my wife, and she still loves me after we got back. we were out in places. She's gung-ho. She's a real trooper to go do that. And very, very rural areas. We met women out there in the villages, and my wife had read about this, that had their faces were all tattooed, complete covering of their faces.
Why?
And the legend is that like maybe 100 years or a few hundred years ago, soldiers or warriors or marauding bands of people would come through the area, see the women. Hey, these are beautiful women. They'd kidnap them and take them away. So they began to tattoo their faces. So when girls would reach around adolescent puberty, they would tattoo their face all the way up, and then they'd have a tattooed face, and it was to keep people from kidnapping. That's at least the best that we could find in terms of the research. But the guidebooks say, you probably won't even see any of these ladies. When we got back, my wife was showing some pictures to some young girls that have grown up in that region. They had never been up to these mountain villages.
Wow.
They had never seen women like that.
Wow.
That's how far out in these regional areas where our pastors have gone now. And I ask them over and over, I say, how many Christians are at the village when you started? None. Zero. I just came in, started talking to them, started sharing with them about Christ. First one family comes to faith, then another. Now we've got five families. So we were really feeling the prayers of the radio audience, appreciated that.
That's cool. That's, yeah. I'm really glad that. And we were very, we were concerned for you.
Good.
Just because it's a, and I was telling you, this is not, you know, this is not, you're not going to Cancun for a resort.
No,
it's like, no.
Well, I think, you know, the State Department rates different countries. As red, I think, is the highest level of danger. Orange is the next. And that article just popped up like in my news stream before I went, and I showed it to my wife. I said, you know, it's kind of like almost all the countries I work in are like red or orange. They're all like in that level of this is a dangerous place. But praise God, prayers keep us safe. And I'm surrounded by a lot of pastors as well that are there with us. And they are very careful to make sure they get us in and get us out. But one of the things that we had a great answer to prayer, I met a young man. He's 30 years old. He's graduated from seminary, went to India to study, graduated from a seminary there. He's come back into his country now. And he's the son of one of our evangelists. And he wanted to come back. And he's working in this rural place to plant a church. And he translated for me because he speaks English very well because of his education. So he translated for me one day. And my wife, of course, is hanging out with his wife and she's talking. We get to the end of the day and she tells me, they've only been married for 3 weeks. I said, are you serious? You know? And then she said, and they're living with his mom and dad. You know, it's that little curtain in the bamboo shack. They all are over there. I said to my field director, we got to find him a new place. And I want to let everybody know, praise God, they found a place. I just got word on, let's see, what's today, Tuesday? I just got word Friday. We sent funds. We're able to get that place secured for them. Now, you know, people need to know, $50 a month they have to pay for this bamboo shack that they'll be living in. But it's a two-story bamboo shack.
Wow.
So they're going to do church downstairs. And the children's ministry that his wife, Ching Boy, wanted to do, and she's graduated from school as well, wanted to teach children. Marvelous story about my wife going back to Kalimio. She bought a couple boxes full of educational supplies. And then we were wondering, how are we going to get these back down there? Well, we met a young gal, Abigail, and she was introduced to my wife, became her kind of translator for 2 days. We discovered that she had gone to school with this young pastor and his new wife and wanted to go visit them. I said, here's your bus ticket. Here, get you down there. Take these boxes of school supplies. And she was so excited. They delivered them all, sent photos to us, and it's just wonderful watching kids play with that. All of that really came about by the answers to prayer, because we were praying, okay, Lord, we can buy the supplies here, but how do we get them back down?
Right.
Do they sit here in a box until somebody, it's like an 11-hour drive. They just don't jump in a vehicle and do that. They got to, okay, we'll get like on a little truck thing on the back. They call it a bus. I call it a little pickup truck with a bench. Do something like that. And then we were able to meet Abigail, and she delivered everything. And it's just a marvelous story of how God answers and brings all those parts together. So
very cool. All right, so I do want people to know a couple of things. Whitefields.org. It's really important for you to understand that you're listening to Steve right now. A way to connect to this ministry is certainly through prayer, just using Romans 15:30 or some of the other passages, but really a joint struggle by prayer. And it's also important to understand that Steve's always looking for financial support. We don't have any reservation. I've never had the reservation to say it. I never will. And that is, look, if you want to participate financially, believe me, they can use and utilize your help. And you're not talking about, oh, well, he goes around in a jet plane and lives in a, you know, it's like you're talking about a guy that is sleeping in the same kind of huts that everybody else is.
That's right.
I want to encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check it out, to get a feel, to see what different people are saying, what some of the testimonies are. I also want you to call them But I want you to take a minute. We got about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. Let's do it, but you're going to have to wrap it up in that tight time. Explain to them Whitefield's the name, how it comes out of the Gospel of John chapter 4, what it means.
Well, when Jesus was there with the Samaritan woman at the well, his disciples had been in town all day. They came back with food, but they brought nobody with them. When the woman went back into the town, she tells everybody, you got to come meet the guy I've been talking with. And they start walking. The people in the village begin walking out to meet Jesus where he's at, out by the well. Jesus now is telling his disciples, you're going to reap something you didn't sow, because they didn't tell anybody to come meet Jesus. He looked out across the fields, and you have to remember, he says, you say that, you know, it's still this many months before the harvest, but I say the fields are white already. Well, you have to realize that the Samaritans in that place would have been wearing turbans and like draped turbans down off their heads to keep them cool. They would have all been white, and their heads would be bobbing above those fields. Jesus was always talking about the harvest as being harvesting people. Just like he tells, fishermen, you're going to go be fishers of men, not fishers of fish anymore. And so it's the same idea. The fields were white. He uses the word, the color word in the Greek there for white. I've talked to a lot of farmers. They always tell me fields aren't white. They're golden. They're different colors. I said, that's because Jesus was looking at the people. And the disciples had a marvelous time sitting down and explaining to those people, oh, yeah, we've been traveling with you. You should see the miracles he does. You should see this. He's the Messiah. You got to listen to him. And so that's where our name came from. And we are all about going out to the places where people don't know Jesus Christ, where there are not missionaries, and we support a national who will go live in a bamboo shack, a bamboo hut, and he'll live there. And he knows the people. He knows how they act, how they talk. He knows their culture. And we met some other pastors that just came out of an area. There's not even a road to their village. They get to the last place in Palatois. Here we are. Now we walk the rest of the way to the village in our mountain. And the guys told us when they introduced us, the men that are working with them there, they said, what they generally need, they need a 50-pound or 50-kilogram bag of rice, and they need maybe a couple chickens and a sack of beans, and that's what they need to be able to survive for the month. And we worked that all out with them. And when people donate to Whitefield's, that's what they're helping us do. Hey, can we do 7 of those guys? Can we do 9? Can we do 10? It's not a lot of money, maybe $50 or $100 for those guys, $250 or $500, and they're then able to survive. Then we gradually decrease that so that they can become independent. So
self-sufficient.
It's kind of a
that.
Fun thing. Yeah, self-sufficient.
Yeah, very good. Okay, whitefields.org. Their phone number, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Brenda?
Danielle now. They're going to get Danielle.
See, you're killing me.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
You had Brenda. Brenda was there. Now it's Danielle.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
I just talked to Danielle. She's ready. She's ready for
all right.
People.
Danielle. So if somebody wants to call Danielle, call her now, 760-846-8610. You know the cause is good. You know the man is just. You know the spirit is right. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break and we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sweet Adeline, my Adeline.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
I get it, Todd. Talk about Todd's great, huh?
Oh, yeah. My last segment last week when I subbed for you in December was the day that the Sweet Adeline was first sung. And I was in a barbershop quartet. That could have been me. I don't know. I got to go check, see if that was.
I think there'd be a royalty check.
Yeah, no, I don't think we were ever that good, but I did have fun in college. We had some barbershop guys in a quartet. We had a lot of fun with that. So,
yeah, no, I'm going to give you the time to take up and talk, sure. But I did have one thing that Tugboat Todd just mentioned to me, and I just didn't know much about it, but you have to do it really, really fast. Something about you and a dock. Something about you.
Oh,
God.
Is that the bamboo dock getting off the boat? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the places that we went, there was no roads down in the Delta area. They put us on a boat, and it was really funny because they were very afraid that my wife would not want to ride on a boat. And then she told them, well, I know how to swim. And they're like, oh, wow, you know how to swim? Like, very few people here know how to swim, and especially, I guess, not women. So they were okay. Got her on the boat. We got out there. We got to this place, and it's like, well, there's no, like, no docks. There's just some bamboo stuck in the mud, and then there's, like, about six bamboos tied on to those bamboos, and that's what you get out and walk across. So I'm, like, trying to spread my feet, like, across all six bamboos, and, like, the first step I take after I get up on that, there's that crack. And you're like, oh, no. And I'm way heavier than most local guys there. Let's just put it that way. And so, yeah, we made it out, got there okay. And then fortunately, the tide came up. So when we had to get back on the boat, we only had to take two steps and boom, we were on. So that worked out really well.
That was back out.
Yeah, that was only pick me up and drop me off on high tide. So that was good. We are, you know, this is a great time right now. I'd love for people to come check out whitefields.org. Over the next 3-4 weeks, we will be posting up the new prayer pages. We are bringing on new pastors. Of course, as the support gradually ends, some of our pastors, they end. And so that money then in our budget, we focus that back out to new support, new pastors. So we will be bringing on some new pastors. We also, as people donate more and our budget comes up and income, then we look and say, hey, let's bring a new pastor on. So we're bringing two new pastors in Japan, and I will be there in April to be at our biannual conference. We've been in Japan now since the beginning, 1953, when Bert first went there, and hundreds of churches planted. And some of our pastors, one of our pastors, is one of the radio preachers in Japan. So our field director, Tim, is the manager of the Christian radio station of Japan and the Pacific Broadcasting there. And not like here, they don't have a whole station. They are not allowed to own a station. Christians cannot own a station in Japan. So they just buy time and they get the radio shows out. But that's part of the ministry there. We have new pastors in Uganda. Some people have been praying for Pastor Onesimus. Pastor Onesimus graduated with flying colors, and he came back in November, December, defended his theology paper that he had to write, and did a fantastic job. So the SoCal Seminary guys are really excited he's back. And he will be working on, we've got a new project we're doing. We told you about building Christine's house. Well, my friend Trevor, and I might have mentioned this to you, but my friend Trevor said that the missionary we're working with there, you got to build a water tank at the corner of her house. So we'll be doing that project in January here. And she will go from a homeless woman to a permanent house woman, with now being the woman that supplies water. We've got new pastors in the Middle East. They'll have to check out those pages. Some wonderful stories. We have what we call a granddaughter or grandson church, a church that was born out of a Bible study started from one of our original churches. And when I got time, I'll tell you that story because it's fascinating how that happened.
Yeah, next time you come back.
Right? Hey, that's a good idea.
Let's do it that way.
That'll work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I want you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Whitefields.org. You can also call, what's her name?
Danielle. At the accounting department. Danielle at the accounting department. Give her a call.
760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. And if you call her in the next 10 minutes, you'll talk to her. Because there's no prizes or anything that comes with it. But you need to check out whitefields.org. Excellent job, as always, my friend. Always good to have you in the studio.
Good to be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise. 1210 a.m., the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. You're gonna hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.